Spirit Radio Podcasts.
We are continuing our prayer coach series this morning, and if you haven't heard it before, basically we get someone who's used to just talking to each other about growing, about deepening their faith and, you know, understanding God or getting better at listening to God. It's not an easy thing to do, and they come in and they join us and they share some of their tips, and we get people from different Christian traditions to join us. Last week you might have heard we started the new year, we started 2017 with Father Michael Hurley talking about thinking about 2017 in a positive way, about the blessings, about the positive things that God can bring in prayer for the new year. And this week we've our own Steve Johnson, who produces this show and is a speech content editor here at Spirit Radio. And we're going to talk about, look, maybe you were at church at the weekend, or maybe like me, you have some cool Bible apps on your phone, or you just pick up the Bible and you read it a little bit every so often. And sometimes things hit you. And then if you're anything like me, you think, yeah, must remember that. Then it goes out of your head and you forget it. How do you actually kind of internalize the things that you hear, maybe something you listen to at church or read, as I say, and how do you actually then use it in your everyday life? So Steve's going to help us with that. It's great to have you in with us, Steve.
Good morning, Wendy. How's it going?
We're looking forward to your wisdom, but you're starting off with a kind of good news, bad news thing for us, right?
Yes, I have good news and I have bad news. So the good news is that when you memorize God's word, okay, so if you memorize some words from the Bible, you're actually carrying God around with you in a certain way. And I can talk a little bit about that. The bad news is it takes a little bit of work.
And I think for
it's not terrible bad news, but
no, it is. I think that is the key, is it takes some work. And I think for different people, different things that they read in the Bible or they might hear in church, for example, sticks with them. You know, I always think of there's a really lovely piece of scripture from Matthew 6 that's talking about not worrying and don't worry about tomorrow because today has enough trouble of its own. And I think it can be really helpful when there's obviously different things will speak to different people. So different people, in other words, need to carry around different things, probably.
Yeah, so I'm talking a bit about that, about Christians believe that the words in the Bible are actually kind of from God. They're God-breathed, they're God-inspired, and there's real power in them. But are they just stuck, you know, in some book, you know, on a shelf? Or have you actually sort of started to let it soak in, and actually that you start to carry it around and experience that power in your own life? And the amazing thing is that you can actually experience the power of blessing other people through God's word. And it's just impossible to kind of understate how important followers of Jesus, Christians, see the word, this idea of words, and particularly words in the Bible. And if you think about it, we know things that Jesus said, for example, because they were written down. If they hadn't been written down, we wouldn't know them. It talks a lot in the Bible about the word of God having power, actually being able to change things, that God is actually acting and really active, changing people's lives. And a big way that he does that is through his word. You know, there's lines in the Bible like the word of God is living and active, sharper than a two-edged sword. In the Psalms, they say, your word is a lamp to guide my feet. You know, Jeremiah said, when your words came, I devoured them. It was like a meal. I loved them so much, and they were so life-giving to me. So, and God talks, you know, there's a line in Isaiah where he says, it's like the rain coming down from heaven. It doesn't return without watering the earth. In the same way, my word goes forth from my mouth and doesn't return to me without fulfilling its purpose. So then John, who was one of Jesus' disciples, who would be seen as the sort of person who got to know him best, he started his gospel and he said, in the beginning was the Word. So he actually described Jesus as the Word. So, you know, he saw words as so important and so attached to, you know, what Jesus was, that he actually called Jesus the Word. So there's real power. And I suppose if you ask people, you know, some people will tell you that they really genuinely experience that the words in the Bible are not just stuff written by really old people a long time ago, but they're actually really alive and active and kind of make a difference in their life and kind of make a difference in other people's lives. So that's the really good news, you know, that it's very exciting, you know, what is in the Bible. It's really life-giving. And I suppose just to give an example of how that works, you know, I've experienced this, and I'm sure like many other people have experienced this. An everyday life situation, you talk to someone who's, you know, I talk to a friend and he's going through some challenge in life, a crisis or something like that, and we might decide to pray together. We might even not. We might just be talking. And then suddenly a line from the Bible comes to mind and I say it to him. And, he may have heard that line before, but suddenly the moment is right.
They hear the right words at the right time,
yeah,
basically.
And it actually turns their situation around, or it helps them to kind of see something. And effectively what they experience is not me talking to them, but God talking to them. And I'm not kind of taking any credit here. It's God at work. It's sort of one of the ways God works. You know, sometimes when people are praying with another, they say, actually, there's just this line I know from the Bible. Can I share it with you? Because I think it might be relevant. That's sort of how God's word has power. And I believe, you know, that when that happens, God is speaking. Mm. You know, God is actually speaking. The only, I suppose, credit I can take is that it did take, at some stage, me taking the effort to open my Bible, you know, and to read it a bit, because otherwise it wouldn't, you know, have been there. I would have just had an empty head.
But I think there's lots of good ways to start as well. I remember one of the first Bibles I was given was actually a little kind of pocket-sized New Testament, and it has 1997 written on it. And the first few pages are basically a list of different things that you might be experiencing. So there's things like grief, anger, sorrow, happiness, and then it lists underneath those things pieces of scripture that are relevant to those things. Yeah. And so that's a really good starting point if you're having if you're feeling low, for example, and you look, and it actually tells you, okay, go to this part of the Bible and here's what it says about it, and it kind of guides you in that direction. And there's lots of really good kind of study Bibles as well that can guide you as well, because it can be quite daunting, kind of, just pick it up, I don't know where to start.
Absolutely.
You know,
that's right. Well, that's I suppose a little bit where kind of the coaching comes in. I kind of said about the bad news that it takes a bit of work, but okay, if you've seen The Karate Kid?
Yes. Wash on. No, wax on. Yeah.
I saw
wax
the 80s off. Version and then I saw the 2000s version.
Yeah, I think it's the 80s
wax
version
on,
I remember.
Wax off or jack it on, jack it off. But it kind of shows a wise old teacher and an eager student. And the eager student, you know, comes to class and then he ends up being asked to do these movements over and over and over again. And he gets a bit discouraged, you know, say, what's the point of all of this? But only later he realizes, actually, he's been given the moves. He's actually been given the main moves of the sport, karate or kung fu or whatever. And it's actually hugely valuable. And in a way, that is what kind of memorizing, you know, passages from the Bible is like. You know, sometimes you're kind of, this is a little bit boring or whatever. But then suddenly, you know, in a moment, in a life crisis or in some situation where your child is asking you for something, you have kind of a word of wisdom that you said, where did that come from? And it was actually because just I got into a habit, a good habit maybe, of reading a little bit of the Bible every day or reciting a prayer, you know, that's from, you know, and different church traditions are actually really good at this, you know, of having kind of prayer books that have, you know, some of the most beautiful passages from the Bible, the Psalms and things like that, to say over and over again in order to internalize.
Yeah, I have a really good app on my phone called Evangelizo, which basically gives a kind of reading of the day and then a little commentary on it. There's loads of Bible apps and things like that, or there's the Daily Gospel you can get into your email as well. But there's lots of different kind of tools that you can use, because I know it's very hard to try and find the time to fit it in, but it's all about habits. So it might be kind of first thing in the morning is good for you. I usually read it with my husband like last thing at night, and we might chat about it then and kind of say, well, I might say I didn't understand that at all, or he might have some insight that I don't have, or whatever, you know.
I'd say one thing on that is that, and kind of sometimes it's sort of in the West and in Irish society, it's not something we necessarily relate to, but the value of saying things out loud, you know, that you can, if you actually kind of read something and say it out loud, it can sometimes sink in more, but also you're kind of forming the words more, and kind of later you'll find they actually roll off your tongue and you didn't realize, you know, where did that come from? And sometimes, you know, you can be reading a psalm or something like that, and I'm not getting a lot out of it today, or maybe my head is wandering, and you do try to engage, you know, with it and kind of think, oh, well, what does this mean and how can I pray this now? But even if your mind wanders, I wouldn't get too discouraged, because you'll be amazed how kind of, you know, the next time you're down you know, looking at a beautiful sunset or whatever, you know, or looking at the stars, and then suddenly a line from the Psalms, you know, when I gaze at the heavens, the moon and the stars which you arranged, what is man that you keep him in mind, mortal man that you care for him. You know, it suddenly comes out, you know.
It hits you then, the light bulb goes off, yeah.
and you know, because maybe you read that while indoors on, with a light on, you're not looking at the stars, but then another night you're out looking at the stars, but you don't have your Bible with you. But if you're carrying your Bible with you, if you've actually internalized it, you do have your Bible with you, you know.
What would your advice be then, Steve, finally, just for people who are listening saying, I think I have a Bible somewhere in my house in some drawer under lots of other papers and paper clips and things, wouldn't know where to start. Where is a good place?
I think the first thing is, don't get discouraged. It's a little bit like, you know, Ireland, roads everywhere. Okay, do you know all the roads? Nobody knows all the roads in Ireland, but you know your own street. So a little bit like that. Find kind of some little kind of comfort area. Maybe have a look maybe at the book of the Psalms, which are beautiful because they're written poetically. So they're actually written to be read or sung. So find one that you like and say, okay, well, I'm going to read that every day for 10 days or something. And don't even necessarily try to memorize it, but just by saying it out loud every day for 10 days, some of that will sink in. So that's where I would start. You know, look at a psalm. Find maybe one or two, you say, favorite psalms. I have a prayer book from my own tradition that has one psalm. It's called Psalm 95. It says, this is a psalm for daily use. So I often maybe when I have a time to pray and I don't have a Bible with me or a prayer book, I'll say that because I know it off by heart. And because my kind of tradition has said this is a good psalm for daily use. So that's Psalm 95. You'll also kind of find that there's books in the Bible maybe where a lot of it is prose and then suddenly it breaks into poetry. Beautiful example of that is the Gospel of Luke. In the first two chapters, it's the story of kind of the nativity. And so it's a story, but three times it breaks into song, it breaks into verse. And there are beautiful things to learn. One is a song by Mary. It's known as the Magnificat. Another is known in many traditions as the Benedictus. It's the song of Zechariah. The beautiful thing about that is he couldn't speak for 9 months. An angel had struck him dumb and then he suddenly could speak and out he comes with this beautiful verse. So things like that, you know, so look out for maybe places in the Bible where it moves from prose to poetry and learn the poetry bit.
That's a good place to start. Well, Steve, great advice for us this morning. I've been chatting to Steve Johnson, our speech content editor, and our prayer coach series will continue each Wednesday shortly after the 11 o'clock news.
Thanks for listening to our Spirit Radio podcast. Don't miss out. Subscribe today. Find out how at spiritradio.ie.